Yes, welcome to the Biz Communication Show. I'm your host, Bill Lampton, the Biz Communication Guy. Once again, sharing communication tips and strategies that will boost your business when you and I learn winning words and ways. Today, we have a marvelous guest, Mike Stewart. Mike Stewart is president and founder of Stewart Internet Solutions, an internet consulting agency and services company located in Nashville, Tennessee. In 1996, and that's about the time I met him, in 1996, Mike became passionate about the future of the internet and how small businesses could benefit from the web if they just understood how to make it work for their company. And I'll have to tell you, that's what he has been doing ever since then. Since then, he has become very successful consulting with small business owners on how to set up their worldwide TV stations, and really, that's what the internet is for us, and broadcast their unique marketing message to the world. Mike is constantly striving to be on the cutting edge of technology, always searching for better, more efficient ways of achieving his goals. Mike teaches his audiences and his clients the benefits of owning the right equipment and utilizing it to record themselves to make quality multimedia that can be marketed for high profits. Since 1997, as I say, I've been fortunate to be one of Mike's coaching clients, and I'm exceptionally fortunate to welcome him now to the Biz Communication Show. Hello, Mike Stewart.
Hi, Bill. I'm honored to be a part of your show and so proud of how far you've come with creating this content that's unique to you, and I want to talk about it. I want to see what questions you have for me. See if you can stump me today.
I don't think I can stump my coach, stump my mentor, stump the guy who has helped so many thousands of people, both in person and on the internet. So I won't even try to stump you. But let's go back to what I mentioned at the outset, and that is that in around 1996, you saw some things that the rest of us did not see. You saw the potential of the internet, not only for small businesses, but for large companies and for entrepreneurs as well. I know, and you might go over this for a minute or two, I know that you had a background in radio commercials, maybe even TV commercials. What was it that gave you a special maybe head start and also piqued your interest in the internet for the rest of us?
Well, for my love of music, I just wanted to be involved with the creative process of music and be able to make a living and not let my family down, but not being able to be profitable, making a living. So the way I knew I could make a living in music was radio and television advertising. And in 79, I started a recording studio and was a musician in my own studio, creating music for television and for radio corporate clients, business clients. You know, you have the dream of being an artist in the music business, and I still have those dreams. You never let those dreams go away. But a reality business. In fact, one of the statistics when I started, 85% of all music recording and video was not entertainment. It was corporate uses. So I knew there was a market for people who were capable of creating that kind of content. And the only way you could make that kind of content was with very expensive professional equipment. Doing it yourself like you can today was just unheard of. And so I had 20 plus years experience at content creation in the audio and video world and making a living at it and being competitive in the Atlanta market to where we did national TV shows. We did national commercials. We worked with major brands like Home Depot, Georgia Pacific, Delta Airlines, Chick-fil-A. I mean, we did all kinds of things. Coca-Cola was a big client and Waffle House was one of my biggest clients. And I saw the internet. You know, the internet was in its infancy in 1996. It was very slow. It was it was just this new mystery to the world. It's like, what is this internet thing? And in fact, one, I'll have to tell you the funny inspiration for me was I was a big fan of late night TV, and I used to watch the David Letterman show back in the 90s. And David Letterman had Bill Gates as a guest on his show one night. And so in his smart aleck, arrogant interview style, he said, "So Bill, what's the deal with this internet thing?" So I thought, okay, here he's asking Bill Gates, who's at the time was a rock star, still is a rock star of the internet and computers. I thought, what's his answer going to be? And I thought he's going to say it's the information superhighway. You'll be able to buy things. You'll be able to research information. I thought all these things that he's going to say was exciting about the internet. And the first thing he said out of his mouth is you'll be able to hear the radio on your computer. And that was when a light bulb went off in my head. And of course, Dave came back and he says, "Well, Bill, why don't you just listen to the radio on your radio?" And everybody laughed. And that, but Bill was visionary enough to realize that the computer and the internet were not computers and this mystery thing. It was a broadcast medium. It was a way to take an audio or video content signal and transmit it from one device to another device. And so the future of what I understood for 20 years, radio and television, I knew the future of audio and video in 1996 was going to be the internet, not just what we'd had up until that time, which was cabled transmission, which was in satellite transmissions. And then more importantly, you had what was called terrestrial transmissions, you know, the radio towers, the ability to transmit wirelessly a signal. But there's limitations to that. You know, wireless signals can only go so far. Cables take an infrastructure to get the signal. And, you know, and individuals can't afford to be in, even though we still have all these technologies in place that were in place in the 90s and the 80s, the individual didn't have access to that type of technology. But because of the internet, it's leveled the playing field, made it so affordable to create content that can reach the world. And so I said, okay, what's the roadblock for most people? Well, most folks don't know what I know, which is production strategies, production techniques, production tools. So after that David Letterman show, I said, you know what? I'm going to show the world how audio and ultimately video is transmitted over the internet. And then, of course, I had no idea at the time that the technologies that it were going to come about to make it better and better. And now today, 20 plus years, 25 years or so later, streaming video and audio has replaced all the older technologies of the day. And nobody saw, I didn't see smartphones coming. You know, there were cell phones. In fact, the first cell phone I got was a car phone that was attached to my car. And the only place you could use it was inside the car. It had a little antenna on the back of the back of the car, and it was hardwired into the car. And I remember that when those things became portable, I remember all the different technologies and watching it progress. But when Steve Jobs was visionary enough to combine the internet with a phone, and make it basically an internet computer that had a phone in it, that's when this the streaming audio video world has just exploded. So hopefully that's a concise, but pretty much spanned 25 years of my life.
It's so interesting to think what a quarter century has done in the area of technology and how that has impacted our business and even our personal lives. As you said, one of the things I remember from way back when, Mike, was when we had to put www in front of our URL. And I remember you saying that stood for worldwide waiting. Because you said, as you commented a minute ago, everything was quite slow then. And one of the memories that comes to mind for me from way back then was, I remember my brother called me one day and said, "Have you got email?" And I said, "Email? What's that?" And he said, "It's electronic mail." I said, "Did you get it at the post office?" it is just astounding. And also it's very satisfying and rewarding the changes and the improvements. And one of the things that I mentioned in your introduction is how, because of you and because of technology advances and because you can teach us how to do it, you mentioned a minute ago the cost effectiveness, which we didn't have 25 years ago. Now, for a very small investment, who can't become a video producer?
Yeah. The cell phones that pretty much every human being has one or two of them. In fact, the statistic I read recently, there are more cell phones than humans on the planet, have better television cameras in the phones than network television broadcasters had 25 years ago. So the camera in your phone is a better production tool than existed 25 years ago. And then, of course, they've invented other tools like what we're using today, you know, webcams. You know, $60 webcams have better fidelity to the image and to the sound than a television camera that cost $30,000, $40,000 in 1980. So the equipment costs have become almost negligible. And the delivery, the internet is worldwide. That's what WWW did stand for, World Wide Web.
Yes.
They realized that that was a waste of typing. So they made the equipment, you know, you can still put WWW in and it'll work, but you don't need it. But more importantly, the ability to create content is in the hands of everyone, but the motivation to overcome the roadblocks, the fears, you know, this is a lens of a camera. I'm pointing, I got my finger in front of it. So you can see, for those that are watching the video, it's getting used to talking to an inanimate piece of plastic. And that's a skill that comes with experience in communicating. You know, you have done an amazing job of making people feel like that you're talking to them, you're educating them, you care about them. And those are emotions that you can convey by making video content. Whereas no other content other than audio or video content can convey so much information that's in addition to the verbiage or the text or the substance of the subject. And so when you want to be an effective communicator, learn to use the tools that are available to you. And, you know, I always, when I see a brand new tool, you know, that allows people to create content that can be distributed around the world and build relationships. And of course, the business side of it is that when you build somebody that knows, likes, and trusts you through this content, remind them how they can do business with you and how they can spend money with you. And that's the equation that pretty much anybody can use. I mean, we've seen it from pest control, plumbing, roofers, to consultants, to software developers. Everybody can use these strategies of using audio and video content to build relationships and then remind people how to do business with them. And now with the tools that exist today, we can list some of those tools, maybe put links in the in your blog post of where you can see these things. But it's an exciting technologically period to live in. And it's amazing to me how many people come up with excuses why they don't want to create video and audio content, because nowadays television and radio is not even so much the computer, but it's the cell phone. There are a world of people that consume their news, their entertainment, their music, their whatever it is they want to consume. They're getting off that cell phone because the cell phone is nothing more than a computer with a phone in it. It's a television set. It's a camera. It's all these devices rolled up into one small handheld device. And my mantra is, if you're going to market, you have to market to the cell phone. And in fact, Google has a statistic, 95% of the people that find you and grow to like you and do business with you found you on a cell phone. They didn't find you on a computer.
Oh, that's pretty remarkable.
So that's my excitement of it. And then if everybody is in agreement of that, and then if the next question is what are the tools that make it simpler and easier? And that's one of my passions is, you know, like with our coaching over the years, you know, when there was a way that was popular 5 years ago and then something comes along and it just is much better than the old way of doing things. When I first started doing video, I used to have a joke on stage. It's like the hardest thing you'll encounter is learning how to get the video off the camera onto your computer.
Uh-huh.
That was, and now all of that is so distant in the past that that's not a concern anymore. What the biggest roadblock I see is people making the commitment to be consistent. And I give kudos to you, Bill. I told you, be consistent, learn to use these tools, and by golly, you're doing it.
You know very well, Mike, that I had many fears to overcome. And I remember you saying many times across the years, especially when you were conducting many in-person all-day training seminars. I remember you're saying many times that the frustrating part of that to you was that you would spend an entire day, you would make it as simple as possible, you would give people all the guidelines, and you found out a few months later that only a very, very small percentage of people would take that information and use it. And it does go back, I think, to the fear factor. And one of the items that that I often think of is I've been producing YouTube videos since 2004. I looked at some of them recently, and I'm hoping nobody else looks at them. But it is a matter of, like, any skill that you're going to learn, there are two things you need. One, you need the right coach. And the second thing is you need the determination to go ahead and stumble at the first and make mistakes. Forgive yourself for that. Recognize the top professionals are making mistakes too, and then move ahead with it. But I can understand how you must have felt when you would have 300 people in attendance for a day. Or I remember one I went to of yours was a day and a half. Mm-hmm. And then 2 months later, very few people were putting them into action. Mike, we've got more questions for you. We'll be back in a minute. And I've been talking about your services, so let's have you talk about mine.
Do you wish you felt confident about giving speeches? Do you want to deal with difficult people constructively? And what about becoming more persuasive in sales? Then keep listening now to Dr. Bill Lampton. He spent 20 years in management, so he knows the communication skills you need for success. I urge you to call the Biz Communication Guy today for a no-cost but very valuable 30-minute discussion about your communication challenges. Call now, 678-316-4300. Again, that's 678-316-4300.
Now, you see, anyone who hears that, and if you happen to see it, that's one of the many talents that Mike Stewart has. When I was wanting to expand my podcast and make it more professional, he said, well, you need this 45-second promo. So I gave him the suggested script for it. Next thing you know, there it is with Mike's voice, the music, the picture, which those of you on video can see. It's just remarkable. And so I'm just saying, and my enthusiasm is not something I have to manufacture in talking about Mike's services. He's the guy who he is the go-to guy. Mike, we started out years ago with you being the internet audio guy because we were moving from print promotion, print advertising, to voice promotion and advertising and marketing. And then we moved with your help and the help of other experts into video. So talk to us a couple of minutes about why every one of us should be doing video production, whether we are a solo act, whether we are a large corporation, whether we are a nonprofit organization. Whatever we are, we ought to be doing video. Talk to us, and you referred to this at the outset, about how it's much easier now and it's much more cost-effective. And tell us a little bit about how we could get into that if we're already not doing video production, and what equipment would we need, and how could we learn it?
Well, the biggest thing that people need to realize that internet video is a little more forgiving than broadcast video or television network television. You're not trying to make a television show like you would see on a streaming platform or a national network. You're trying to build a know, like, trust factor with people who don't know who you are and they don't know what your services and your skills and your passion are. So getting comfortable talking to a camera and capturing content that conveys that enthusiasm is paramount for everyone. So first of all, getting comfortable talking either to a cell phone camera, a webcam, because those are the two tools. You can do what's called a video sales message with a webcam. You can do it with a cell phone. And more people are getting accustomed to that because it appears to be real information. When people are passionate and convey and communicate the message they're trying to get across, it's more believable. And once again, you the more you do it, the better it gets, and the more people you can convert from strangers into customers. So that's why there's not a business in the world that can't benefit from getting comfortable creating audiovisual content. Audio is a lot simpler because you don't have to look at the camera. You don't have to worry about, what you're wearing, lighting, and those kind of things. But you can gradually grow into all of those things. Just getting comfortable being articulate and passionate about how your business is different than others, what sets you apart, what's your elevator speech, why should somebody spend money with you? And people spend money with people they know, like, and trust. And, you know, there's been examples in broadcast for years and years of how that psychology of the owner coming on and talking to people. Leah Coca did it. The fellow with the Men's Warehouse, they weren't actors. They weren't polished professionals or announcers. They were real people passionate about what they did for a living. Dave Thomas of Wendy's is another great example. So that psychology means that a proportion of your video content doesn't have to be expensive production. In fact, I was in a meeting yesterday where one of the gentlemen was involved with a national football franchise, and they said they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on YouTube videos, and the video that gets the most views was shot on a cell phone in their hand. So production value, albeit be clear, be concise. I don't give you an example here. I don't want my camera aimed like that.
Yeah, I can't see you, Mike.
Yeah, that's a mistake. You don't want to be like that. You just, I can't help what my hair is, but hey, it is what it is. But the point is you just pay attention. You center yourself in the frame. If you can see here, I have a professional microphone. I know Bill has one because they range anywhere from a few bucks, under $100 to, this is a more professional podcast studio microphone, but you don't need that. You can get by with a whole lot less expensive, but having the equipment, one of the most exciting softwares that I love these days that I do a majority of my production work is the very thing I recommended here to Bill. It's called StreamYard. StreamYard is a computer cloud network recording production tool for audio and video. When Bill learned it, it just opened up doors of making more content, especially what we're doing today, interviewing. Interviewing people is one of the fastest, easiest ways of building content. You ask questions to somebody who has expertise, and just like Bill's doing with me right now, we're creating content. And so that's what I love about StreamYard. The fact that you can throw a lower third text up like that, that's called a ticker. I could say, be sure to call Bill at 678-316-430. I mean, you have all these abilities to do television, what were called assets. The assets of television were lower third text, multiple images, music, sound effects, and narration or script. And so for $20 a month, you can have a worldwide television network. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to get viewers. You have to earn those viewers by one viewer at a time. You know, that's one of the things that in television, back when I was a kid, there were three networks.
That's right. And you had to go outside and turn the antenna a little while before that, maybe.
Right. It's because it was terrestrial broadcasting. It was television and radio waves through the air. But the point is now the internet lets everybody have a television station. And there are people in the world in fact, there's a young man on YouTube called Mr. Beast. If you've never heard of Mr. Beast, a lot of people never heard of Mr. Beast. He has more viewers to his YouTube channel than Super Bowls do. His channel is worth over $1 billion. And he does pretty much everything with a cell phone. He came out, he just found his audience and built a massive following. So it can happen. There's no technical equipment. There's only a creative and a procrastination roadblock. If you're not willing to be creative and create what an audience would like, if you procrastinate and never do it, then it's not going to happen. But if you're consistent and there's an audience out there that loves what you do, then you can reach them. And that's what the technology of today allows. And it's done by the fact that cell phones and webcams and I can see the top of your snowball microphone right there. That's what gives you good audio. And there are so many tools now to make television and radio production easy for everyone. Just, you know, I used to say on stage, I can sell you a microphone, but I can't make you say something intelligent into it.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Any other?
Well, I would like to, I'd like to bounce off of what you said about procrastination. I think the best definition I've ever heard of procrastination is that procrastination is the art of keeping up with yesterday.
Yep.
Because you're not going to get anywhere until you move forward. Mike, take just a couple of minutes to emphasize, please, that what we're doing right now illustrates that the recording, if you've got the right equipment, such as we have StreamYard, you can record on video, but it also becomes a podcast.
Well, you know, one of the things that in internet marketing that I've heard other mentors tell me is the concept of repurposing content. In other words, you make one piece of content and you want to repurpose it in a multitude of areas because you don't decide how your audience consumes your content. They do. So the fact that you can make one piece of content, and if you're cognizant of reminding folks that, hey, if you're not seeing the visuals, you know, this is what I'm talking about, you know, and describing it, then StreamYard, and really it's always been this way, to strip the audio out of the video now has the ability to become text content and become audio only content. So, that's what I love about StreamYard is the fact that when we're doing this one piece of content, we're making videos for Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. We're making audio for Apple, Spotify, Amazon, and Google. And we're making a blog post that goes in Yahoo, Bing, and Google search engines. So with one sweep, we've built 9 key places to repurpose that content, which you didn't have that 25 years ago, but today you do.
What a package.
So no. It's the ability to make, go ahead.
No,
we may have a little delay.
Okay. I don't want to interrupt your sentence there.
Oh, I was just saying repurposing is a powerful way to maximize the findability of your content.
Mike, this has been fabulous, as I knew it would be. And those who joined us on the video portion and on the podcast portion have gotten tips from the guy who has been the go-to guy for a long time. So I know people will want to get in touch with you. Give us your contact information, please, Mike.
Well, the number one place, in fact, I'm going to put it up as a lower third text, is websites. You control. That is one of my businesses. I have multiple businesses, but websitesyoucontrol.com will give you my phone number and links to a lot of the different things that I do. And that's probably the best contact place that you can get in touch with me. If you can remember those three words, you can put them in Google or Yahoo or Bing, and I am optimized all over the world for three words: websites you control.
And I need to emphasize that you have had worldwide audiences. I think, haven't you spoken in England and Australia both? Am I right about that?
Yeah, back in my traveling days of speaking, we did Australia quite a few times. We did London. We've been all over the U.S. and Canada, and actually went up into Indonesia. We did Malaysia and Thailand. And so this concept of creating audio and video for the internet has taken me all over the world, which I'm very blessed to have those memories. I'm doing more music these days. That's why I'm in Nashville, Tennessee.
The Box Tops, is that the name of your group?
Yeah, the Box Tops. You can go check us out at boxtops.com. It's just, it's my passion. I told you I got into this years ago because of music, and I love being around the music industry. And I think there's a huge opportunity teaching the music industry these same strategies that everyone struggles with.
Mike, the final point I want to make, bouncing off of what you just said about these countries, very distant countries that you have spoken in, coached, and taught people, we can do that now without ever getting on a plane because of technology. We've got a worldwide audience. We've got a worldwide classroom, don't we?
Absolutely. Travel has its fun elements, and it also has its tiring elements. Security in airports haven't been fun for many years. But nowadays, with technologies like Zoom, GoToMeeting, and now StreamYard does webinars. We have a mutual friend and client. He got rid of everything but StreamYard, and he does his coaching calls. He does his one-on-one coaching. He does every piece of content he creates, and every connection with anybody in the world is done through this $20 a month technology, because I can hit present my screen. And if I hit share screen, I'll show you here. You see this quickly. I can show my computer. There's nothing up there. I can switch it to just the computer. I can switch it back to me and you. You can do that. I'm an admin of your account. Everybody can't do this, but I have that. You granted me that access because there's strategies that we do and that's one of the great things about StreamYard is you can have a partner that can admin your client and control that particular account. So the ability to teach, coach, train, communicate, to the world with a webcam, a microphone, and a computer. And you can do it on a phone. It's a little more cumbersome on a phone, but you could actually do all of this on a phone. I don't like doing it on a phone. I like a screen a little bit bigger than a phone because a phone is a micro screen. But the technology and the internet connectivity is here today. You just need to be comfortable making audio video content to maximize it.
For sure. Mike, now that you've given your contact information, and I certainly know many people will want to follow up and get in touch with you, I'm happy to share mine, my YouTube channel, where this video and many others appear. Go to the search bar on YouTube and type in my YouTube handle, which is Bill Lampton, PhD. And then as well, after you've done that, I invite you to go to my website. And since I'm the biz communication guy, it's quite logical that my website is bizcommunicationguy.com. Certainly, I invite you to call me as well. Would love to talk with you at no obligation on an initial call about your communication challenges and problems and how I can assist you with them. Mike Stewart, thank you again so much for being with us today.
Hey, I've enjoyed it as always, Bill. And if there's anything that you ever want to talk about that becomes new and exciting, you know, I love to come back and share that with you. So
that will happen. That will happen. Thanks very much to those of you who joined us on the YouTube portion, and also those of you with the podcast. Be with us again the next edition of the Biz Communication Show, so that you can learn tips and strategies that will boost your business, because we give you winning words and ways.